Pod people, we're going backstage this week. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of February 24 through 28, 2020. This week's show is brought to us by Osiris Media and Acast's new podcast, The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. More info on our sponsors at the bottom of the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Backstage Pass. The curator is Adam Kaplan from Osiris Media. Here's why Adam chose this theme. He says, I love hearing the stories behind the music, so I chose podcasts that serve as an audio version of the Backstage Pass. My list is mostly about limited series, so I'm sharing the first full episode of each one. Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Adam. Monday's episode comes from Prince, the story of 1999, and is called My Mind Says Prepare to Fight. It's 29 minutes long. In this episode, the story of 1999 begins with one of the most legendary concert debacles in rock history. When an October 1981 crowd of Rolling Stones fans greeted opener Prince with scorn, it solidified his resolve to forge a new path. Tuesday's episode comes from After Midnight, Phish's Big Cypress Festival, and is called The Plan. It's 54 minutes long. In this episode, why did 75,000 Phish fans endure an 18-hour traffic jam to see Phish? Why did Phish make 75,000 fans endure a massive traffic jam to see them? What were Phish doing in Florida in the first place? Wednesday's episode comes from Broken Record and is called Cautionary Tales, Bowie, Jazz, and the Unplayable Piano. It's 31 minutes long. In this episode, it was the biggest concert of Keith Jarrett's career. But the pianist was in for a shock when he entered Colne's Opera House. The only piano at the venue was a broken-down wreck. Should he risk humiliation and play anyway, or simply walk out? Thursday's episode comes from Freak Flag Flying and is called Set a Course and Go. It's 69 minutes long. In this episode, David and Steve waste no time getting personal. They talk about the deep roots of their friendship, David's relationship with his son James, and how it transformed his career after leaving Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the inspirations for David's musical renaissance of the last 5 years. This is just the beginning of the discussion of David's musical journey. Friday's episode comes from Slow Burn and is called Against the World. It's 32 minutes long. On the first episode of Slow Burn's third season, how a violent robbery severed Tupac's relationship with Biggie Smalls and sparked a bi-coastal beef that consumed the world of hip-hop. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Adam for this week's theme, Backstage Pass. Listen in and let us know what you think. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in Backstage Pass into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag Backstage Pass. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Our news comes from Inside Podcasting, a thrice-weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. We're just going to cover one story today, and it's a big one, the story of the Golden Mics. Plus, last week I promised we'd touch on podcast movement. This story has it all. You may have heard about this story via Twitter, or if you were at Podcast Movement last week. From Inside Podcasting, here goes. Last Friday, February 14th, Wondery CEO Hernan Lopez announced the formation of the Podcast Academy, quote, a new membership-driven, not-for-profit organization of independent podcasters and industry professionals dedicated to elevating awareness and excitement for podcasts as a major media category and advancing knowledge and relationships in and around the business, end quote. While Lopez is leading the charge, the Academy's founding members include Donald Albright from Tenderfoot TV, Eric Dane from Stitcher, Anya Grundman from NPR, Kerry Hoffman from PRX, Courtney Holt from Spotify, Christy Maribal from Sony Music, Rekha Murthy, who is independent, Lauren Spohr from Criminal, and Aliyah Tavakolian from Spoke Media. The Podcast Academy will host an award show called The Golden Mics in 2021. Note, the membership in the Academy is open to individuals, not companies or organizations. The reaction to this news was mixed. While some applauded the effort to create an organization that could help elevate the industry, others wondered whether Lopez was aware of the similarly named Academy of Podcasters, which held a now-defunct award ceremony for years and still inducts longtime podcasters into a Hall of Fame. Despite skipping a year, inductions will resume soon. None of the Hall of Fame inductees were contacted by Lopez prior to the announcement, and many expressed shock that they were learning of it on social media. Adding fuel to the fire, while the Podcast Academy's current leadership includes independent podcast makers, virtually all of them hail from the world of radio, not podcasting. It didn't help that a Bloomberg article announcing the award's existence described the medium as having been, quote, born into the halls of public radio, end quote. Now, before I jump in with my take, I encourage you to go to inside.com/podcasting to read the entire article that I'm quoting. In it, Sky chats with Elsie Escobar of She Podcasts, who is a Hall of Fame inductee, about her reaction to the Podcast Academy news. It's a timely conversation about how the new podcast scene, think big money and movie and TV deals, will interact with the original podcast scene, think podcasting circa 2005. Go check it out. Now, what do I think? I'm excited by anything in the podcast world that will continue to draw attention to the medium. I think more and more people should be finding and listening to podcasts. However, I echo Elsie's sentiments. I do wish that there was some acknowledgement of the prior similar award ceremony. The question remains, where do those Hall of Fame inductees stand? How will their awards be acknowledged by the Golden Mics? We'll see where this all goes. We'll be back next week with more news from Inside Podcasting. In the meantime, sign up for their newsletter at inside.com/podcasting. That's inside.com/podcasting. Now on to our sponsors. Thank you to Osiris Media and Acast for sponsoring this week's show. From Osiris, you know that music isn't just background noise. It shapes your world and your life. Osiris Media, a network run by music fans for music fans, gets this too. Osiris creates podcasts and experiences that connect you deeply to the music that you love. For shows hosted by your favorite artists, to the inside stories behind festivals, historic concerts, and the companies and communities that bring music to life, visit OsirisPod.com to tune in and share in the groove. That's OsirisPod.com. And from Acast, The Score, Bank Robber Diaries, tells the tale of notorious criminal Joe Loya. Follow his story from abused child to king of the heist with producer Ben Adair in the first show from Acast Studios, Acast's original content arm, and Western Sound. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that you can advertise with us too? And we'll make it work with your budget. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week, it was 43 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's Sweedo. Now it's Patreon time, the point in the show where we shout out our lovely supporters. Thank you to Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, and the Retro Network. If you want to become a patron of our Patreon, you absolutely can. Head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month works for you, even as low as $2. Anything helps. Plus, you get this sick shout out at the end of every Earbuds episode. Who wouldn't want that? Thanks for tuning into the show. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. Catch you next time. Happy listening! Dang, that sounds good.